The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. If you're a regular listener, you have probably observed I don't do a whole lot of interviews. I don't. I mean, I do interviews, but I don't do a whole lot of them. And I do very, 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 very few recurring interviews unless it is a very special ministry and a special person. And that's the case with Catherine Wood from Relationships Under Construction. Catherine, welcome.
Thanks, Bob. I really appreciate being here.
Well, I appreciate having you here and appreciate all that RUC does. How is the school year going?
It is going great. It's amazing because I was afraid that we would have fewer schools this year. We actually have more new schools this year.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that is wonderful.
We've lost a couple, but we've gained many more.
You've gained more. Mm-hmm. To what do you attribute the new schools? I know what to attribute losing schools to, mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. lying about what you're doing and mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood and so on, but to what do you attribute picking up new schools?
I think the schools are just really desperate to know how to help these young people navigate relationships and navigate thinking about their future and just helping them to get through this time period.
Do most of the new schools come from you or someone involved in RUC going and lobbying them and asking them and kind of evangelizing, if you will? Or is it word of mouth, these schools here, another yes. school, another school, and hey, we want that here too?
It's mostly word of mouth.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So your success.
Right.
Your success. How many schools are you in currently?
I always say 120. It's really a moving target, somewhere around 120. But we're really excited to be able to work with the schools and just really make an impact with their young people.
And what is the proportion of high school, middle school?
It's about half and half.
Okay.
Maybe just a few more high schools, but we are really excited for the schools that we have. And with the current funding that we have, we're hoping to do some more middle schools. We'd love to serve all of the grade levels in a school that we can.
Sure.
Because
absolutely.
It really makes a big impact if we can do that.
All right. And what do you project as the number of students you will serve this year?
Well, RUC should be serving over 25,000. And then we are collaborative. I'm hoping that we go over 100,000.
Now, is that just here in the state?
Just in Ohio, yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's incredible. That is wonderful. And how old is RUC? I should know this.
We were incorporated in 2002.
In 2002. My, how God has blessed.
Mm-hmm. He has.
Something that I think a lot of people would not realize that RUC gets involved in, and that is the human trafficking mm-hmm. tragedy all across America, but particularly here in Ohio. And Catherine, for probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, I have heard Ohio is ground zero. Mm-hmm. Ohio is the center of human trafficking. Ohio, and that mm-hmm. hasn't changed much.
Right.
There is so much more awareness. Mm-hmm. Why are we not seeing, how do I want to phrase this? Why aren't we seeing progress, or are we?
I think we are seeing progress, but the problem is so huge. And the reason Ohio was targeted is and thought to be a leader in this is because we discovered a human trafficking ring here. Mm-hmm. But we're discovering human trafficking rings all across the United States now. So I would not say that we are any different than any other state. We have a problem. They all have a problem.
Are you finding sympathy or those that are involved in addressing human trafficking, are they finding a friend at the State House in Mike DeWine?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
That was my impression as well.
Pleased with that, yes.
All right. Yes. Now, you have a conference coming up on November 18th.
Yes.
What is it about? Who should attend?
Well, it is about human trafficking. And I'm very excited to say we have a wonderful speaker that I heard at another conference coming in. It is Dr. Karen Countryman Roseworm from Wichita State University, the Center for Combating Human Trafficking. And she has done a lot of research on this and probably is going to emerge as one of the real national leaders in this movement. And so I would say anybody that is interested in learning about what this is all about should be there.
All right. Get more specific.
Okay.
I know anybody, but
well,
who are your target? The people that you really want to be there.
Our target is classroom teachers and our own instructors. But we want to invite the community to come. So anybody working for a community agency, definitely parents. I would definitely church people, whether it's the pastors or lay people. Definitely just the community. If we don't nip this in the bud with the community, we're in trouble.
Catherine, is it possible that some of us are encountering people that are being trafficked and we don't know about it because we don't know what to look for? Mm-hmm. Is that true?
I will tell you a quick story about myself.
Okay.
When human trafficking first started becoming a big issue several years ago, my husband and I were going to a Clippers game. And I had just learned a little bit about it. I knew some things that were going on. I'd heard from schools, you know. And I saw this girl hunched down at a lamppost, and she had her head down, and I could see on the back of her neck were numbers tattooed on the back of her neck. And as I walked on past her, and I got a little ways away, and I thought, oh, she is being trafficked. And I went back to see if I could find her, and she wasn't there.
She was gone.
Yeah. But it's one of those things. Not everybody has the tattoo yet, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But that tattoo means that they are part of a specific traffickers group. And so, you know, finding that is really difficult to find. And they will tell you to your face that they're okay because that's what they've been told to say. So we've learned a lot more since then.
They're fearful for their life.
They're fearful and for their families' lives.
Yeah.
So we have many more ways now to identify them. But you know what I'm most interested in helping people understand is why do we have this problem? And so one of the things that we're doing is teaching about the marketing of human trafficking in the schools and how that is linked to pornography.
All right, that's coming up on November 18th at the Quest Center up at Polaris.
Yes, it's 9:30 to 1:30, by the way.
Okay. And how would our listeners find out more information?
Well, they can. I want them to check out the website. It's all4youth.org.
Okay. all4youth.org.
And that's one of our collaborators who is doing the registrations for us.
All right. Is there a cost?
$30.
Okay. All right.
A whole $30.
Okay. Yeah. Human Trafficking Conference at the Quest Center on November 18th. all4youth.org. Check it out. Get the details. Register. And we need to take our first break. We're talking with Catherine Wood with Relationships Under Construction. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and welcome again to Catherine Wood, the founder and president of Relationships Under Construction. Catherine, I am absolutely embarrassed to admit, I did not know that you deal with human trafficking as a part of the RUC curriculum. How long have you been doing that?
I would say for high school students since 2015, and just the last 2 years for 7th and 8th grade. And it's because it's become such a big problem that, you know, we've been asked to address it, and we address it as it relates to addictions and relationships. Mm-hmm. So it is something that we do in our Constructing Safe Relationships curriculum.
Well, I am shocked by the statistic you just handed me. I've got a handout that you're using in class, but 95% of girls who run away from home run away because of abuse. Okay. But of those, one-third are lured into sex trafficking within 48 hours. Is that true?
That is very true, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important that we are careful about where our children are, who they're communicating with, and all of those things. But it really is related to pornography use.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things that we try to work with our young people to understand that there's this connection, there's this market going on, and they have to make sure that they stay out of the market.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So 95% of girls who run away from home do so because of abuse. One-third of all of those are lured into sex trafficking with 48 hours. How are they lured?
Well,
through the internet, through social media, that kind of thing?
If we go back up a step, we're looking at the person at the top of our chart that is using pornography, okay? Uh-huh. That person, the longer they use pornography, the more chance they have of abusing either their children or other children. If it's their children, then those are the children that tend to run away from home. When they get out into, you know, the market, they're actually in danger because they've been abused. Now they're looking for help, you know, and so the people that are marketing human trafficking know exactly how to spot them. And they offer them all kinds of things, like you'll have the best food, you'll have the best clothes, you'll travel. You'll do all of these things, and then instead of allowing them to do that, they get them hooked on heroin, and then they become part of the human trafficking market.
You know, this thing of porn is so insidious. I mean, it's gotten attention now with the local meteorologist who has been arrested. Here is a public figure married with children,
right.
Catherine.
Right.
With his own children.
Yes. And that's where the danger comes because, you know, they don't want to abuse their own children. But if they continue looking at porn, they eventually could abuse their own children.
Or find somebody else's kids.
Or somebody else's kids.
Oh,
now, I want to say our goal is to go in and teach about healthy marriages and healthy families. But we teach risk avoidance. And we want kids to avoid these risks. So this is one of the risks that we teach about, is that you don't want to become involved in this because it ruins families, it ruins marriages.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why RUC is such an incredibly important alternative to Planned Parenthood.
Mm, definitely.
Planned Parenthood does not warn about the dangers of porn, if anything. Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood helps kids get hooked on porn because their materials are porn.
And that's why kids right now today think pornography is okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know that 40% of middle school students have been exposed to pornography 60% of high school students, and they actually look for it online.
And if they have been a part of Planned Parenthood sex education, mm-hmm. they have been exposed to porn under the guidance of the people that they have been told you can trust.
If you would look at their lessons, it is very lewd. It's just, I can't even stand it. They just repeat sexual terms over and over and over.
Yeah.
We would never do that because we want healthy families.
Sure. And this is another reason why RUC is worthy of your support. Now, quickly, you've got some training coming up in November, 5th through the 7th. What is it and who is that for?
That training is to train people who would like to be able to go into the classrooms and teach our program. So that's specific people in specific places. The training is November 5th through the 7th, and it's to certify people to be able to teach this, whether it's in the schools or in their church or in their homeschool group, wherever they're at.
And we've said this before, this would be ideal for a youth pastor.
Ideal for
whether full-time or part-time volunteer, this would be a way to get into the high school.
Right.
Into the high school. All right, the training is November 5th through the 7th. Where can our listeners get information about that?
At relationshipsunderconstruction.com.
All right, and that is plural, relationships, plural, mm-hmm. underconstruction.com, relationshipsunderconstruction.com, and where is that going to be held?
That's going to be held at our new office, just off of Polaris on Commerce Loop Drive.
I don't think I knew that.
Yes.
Commerce Loop Drive.
Yes.
Wow. So you moved down from Delaware.
From Powell.
From Powell.
Over to Columbus, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And have you moved in yet?
Yes.
Well, I've got to get over and get the
tour.
You do. Joy and I will have to come over and we will have to take the tour. Catherine, we've got about 60 seconds left. What can our listeners pray about? For you and for RUC specifically?
Well, pray about a couple things. First of all, that for our protection in the schools,
mm-hmm.
For the hearts of the students. If we see a big change in the kids as we are going through the week teaching them our program. But that's one of the things that I pray all the time is their hearts would be softened to the mm-hmm. truth so they can hear the truth. And pray for their parents. Because their parents are guiding them, and they're not always guiding them in the right direction. So we just ask for prayer to surround our programs and to surround our young people and their families.
You know, the next time you come, if you'll remember, I know I won't, I'd like to talk more about the parental involvement in RUC mm-hmm. and what kind of input you get from parents.
Yes.
Can we
We can
remember
do that.
That?
Yes.
All right. Catherine Wood, relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Check it out. Training coming November 5th through the 7th. The Human Trafficking Conference, November 18th. Catherine, it's always a privilege.
Thank you so much, Bob. It's great to be here.
All right, we'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.